Recordings have started.
Thank you. On the call today, we have Caroline Greer and Wolf Ulrich Knoben. For staff, we have Marika Koenigs, Margie Milam, and Glenda Sanchery. And this is the evaluation team call. Thank you, Caroline. Over to you.
Thanks very much, Glenn. Okay, so small group of us today, maybe some other folks might dial in, I'm not sure, but we may as well go ahead. And I think what would be useful for me as well for this call would be to just make sure that we have the timeline completely straight in our heads. So I was getting a couple of questions separately offline from other members of the evaluation team, and things sort of chopped and changed a bit through the last GNSO Council meeting. So let's just make sure that we have everything clear in our heads, and then perhaps we can talk about some ways and means by which we can evaluate the applications. Obviously, this team is tasked with coming up with some sort of framework for reviewing and evaluating and recommending applicants to the council. So we can go through that. So looking at the agenda that I sent out on the 25th, if we perhaps work through that. And, Wolf, if you want to add anything in by way of an agenda item, just let me know.
Yes.
Bill Blake just joined the call.
Oh, great. Hi, Bill.
Hi.
We literally just started.
Okay.
Just yourself and Wolf and me on the call and staff as well. So we're just looking at the agenda that I'd sent out on the 25th of February. If we use that as a framework, just saying before you joined, that might be useful to make sure that we absolutely have the timeline straight on our heads, because I was getting a couple of questions offline from some other team members, and then maybe discussing the framework for reviewing and recommending the applicants. So keep me straight, I mean, the timeline that I'd set out. So the application period closes on the 7th, which is Sunday coming. As I understand it, we are then to provide a report to the council no later than the 14th, which is the following Sunday. I assume that is some sort of email update to the council. And what I'm wondering, and what I'd hoped maybe Chuck could help me on, but he's not on the call, is, you know, are we expected to provide any sort of update to the council during the week of the ICANN meetings?
Yes.
Do any of you guys have
It's on the agenda.
Okay, for the Wednesday meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. I will be in Reston, so I will be dialing in, so provided that I'm able to and everything's working, you know, I could give an update by the phone. Or Bill, are you going to be there in person? And Wolf, you said you'd be there as well, so I don't know if that update is maybe best given by somebody actually in Nairobi. Perhaps it is.
Oh, you're not coming. I thought you were.
No, Thea, I was just explaining before you joined, the registries are meeting in Reston, D.C., so...
Oh, right. I know they are. I thought you were... All right. Fine. So,
no.
Basically, no... Do we... The only person from the contracted house is going to be Stefan?
Believe so, yeah. Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, Chuck will be there, and Adrian is not traveling either, as I understand it.
It's going to be an awful interesting meeting.
Yeah, tell me about it. Dynamics, at least.
That's okay. I mean, that means all the crazies get to run the asylum. So.
So I'm wondering, well, A, first of all, what will we be able to update to the council on the Wednesday, and B, whether it might be best for somebody who's actually physically there to give the update in case I'm fast asleep or having connection problems. I mean, is it just looking at the agenda again, I mean, is it the idea that we would perhaps meet or have a call or something a couple of times during the ICANN week to go through the applications and, you know, be talking to each other, then provide some sort of interim update to the council on Wednesday, and then a fuller email update no later than the 14th? Is that the kind of timeline we're working to?
Yeah. Well, well, it's Wolf speaking, so maybe I just comment a little bit on that. Thanks, Caroline, for your all the points and you raised and the agenda you put together. I think it covers all the points we have to talk about here right now. And there was already. We had last week. We had a call within our stakeholder group and about that the evaluation, and then the question on how to deal with it on stakeholder group level, and it shall be a topic on the stakeholder group meeting in Nairobi from Nairobi, as well as on the constituency level as well. So I do hope that we will have a vote from the stakeholder group on the Tuesday, during the Tuesday meeting with regards to the evaluation. Yeah, that means the nomination on stakeholder group level, as well as getting a guideline for the. For the councillors, how to deal with the evaluation for the remaining two slots as well. So I'm really confident that it shall happen. So that was one point we were discussing there, and there was a request with regards to the question of confidentiality regarding our discussion in the evaluation team. So I would like to raise this point as well. So regarding, for example, our telephone phone calls, if we come to the evaluation and talking about the personal things, so about the candidates, so how can we ensure that it is as confidential as possible, or should it be confidential? It's my first question. So we should find a consensus here about that, and then how to deal with it. So that was the issue which was raised on the stakeholder group.
That's a good point. I mean, certainly looking at the NOMCOM and what we did there, you know, we did sign confidentiality statements, etc. But the applications were private applications. You know, they weren't posted anywhere. I guess they're not posted anywhere in this process, though, either. So they are directed.
Yeah,
I posted somewhere.
Yes, I understand the applications are public. Have been made public.
Okay.
Because they will be published. So, but the question is how to handle them. So the discussion about the applications. That's what I mean.
Okay, you mean our deliberations?
Yes.
Can I make two points? One, the Adobe site says the meeting has not started. You'll be able to access the meeting when the host arrives. Is there any reason to be using the Adobe? I don't know, but I booted it up and there's nobody there. I assume there's staff on the call. Secondly, not to be too orthogonal, maybe this is orthogonal. When we were discussing all of this at the outset, I was, as you may recall, fairly hesitant about the whole idea of the EP. But Chuck and others all felt that if we were going to be swamped with applications, that this is going to be an important thing to do. I'm looking at a situation now where the meeting starts in 4 days, after which point I don't imagine a lot of people who are heavily involved are going to be sending in applications, and maybe one. But in any event, the deadline is soon. So right now there's only 5 applications for the 2 houses to vote on, and actually, we don't even know. It's entirely possible that one of the stakeholder groups might decide that some of these people are people that they want to advance for their allocated slots. You know, each stakeholder group gets an allocated slot. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the registries will want Brian or something. I have no idea. So my question is, are we absolutely certain that we want to go through a whole bureaucratic process of trying to develop all of these procedures for evaluation and so on, when in fact But it's hard not to believe that there's going to be less than 10 applications for the council to look at, and probably substantially less. I don't, you know, I mean, if everybody really feels strongly that we need to be going through all this, it's fine. But I have a feeling like we're going to be tying ourselves in knots trying to figure out how to do the fair evaluations, what procedures to follow, use Chatham House, all these kinds of questions. When basically what we're going to be doing is looking at a handful of applications that might be spent over two slots, in which case the houses will basically be looking at the three candidates for slot six and the two candidates for slot five or something like that. How desperately important is it going to be for us to be having done some prior assessment? I'm not sure. I will say this, Carolyn, you were suggesting calls during the ICANN recent call. I mean, I just think that's going to be chaotic. You know what this means, right? People are walking, it's wall-to-wall meetings, people are running around. And anyway, until the stakeholder groups step forward their names, which hopefully will be sent or so, we're not going to even know necessarily which of the pool candidates are going to be allocated slots and have things to be talked about. So, since people are flying at like the 11th or 12th, nominations from the stakeholder groups will probably be coming in 10th, 11th, 12th. I'm not sure that I understand the need for the call unless somebody explains to me.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, Bill. I mean, that was kind of one of the questions I had on the agenda. You know, do we need to have any sort of discussion at all on applicants endorsed by the stakeholder groups? Or, you know, are we just simply dealing with the open slots, in which case, you know, our task might not be so huge. And, you know, I too don't see the need or, you know, I don't want us to be tying ourselves in knots with a very complicated process and talking endlessly about rules and procedures. And even, you know, it's nowhere near similar to the NOMCOM in terms of the complexity or the numbers that we're dealing with. So I do agree with you there. And going back to Will's point, certainly from the registry side, we too intend to be devoting, you know, quite a long time to this on our agenda for the Tuesday meeting. So, you know, hopefully we'll be able to come to some sort of consensus position and be able to present that in terms of our endorsement. So I'm really hoping that all stakeholder groups are in the same position, and I guess the Wednesday council meeting would be the stakeholder groups hopefully reporting in the outcome of their meetings, and then we're probably in a better position at that stage for our team to see who's left, what's left, and what we really have in our hands. So, would you agree with that, Wolf?
Yes.
Do you any differently?
Yes, so Wolf speaking, so I would agree to that. So it was also our fear was that we wouldn't have, let me say, enough candidates, really. So at the time being last week, it was really poor. Right now, I was calculating, I think up to now we have 7 candidates, if I count correctly. I'm not aware whether all of these candidates are applying for this review team, but in total, there are, to my knowledge, there are 7 candidates up to now. So if you only stay with 7 candidates, so it's not too many, and we should not to be too formal, let me say, in working out waiting lists or what else, and rather than to get a more general overview and a general view on the candidates. So that's what how I see that, and really discuss this. But it means then really that everybody has to know about each candidate, not to allocate candidates. Let me say the candidates to single evaluators, and then we have to discuss the whole picture, the entire picture. And the question is, along which criteria, that's what you raised as well in your points, along which criteria we should discuss it. Are there criteria of more importance and so on. I think that's the point we should discuss.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can bank on a little flurry of applications coming in towards the deadline. That's kind of the nature of these things. And again, not to compare everything to the non-com, but certainly we all just saw that, you know, you'd be quite relaxed thinking, oh, I don't have a lot of work to do, and then, you know, a flood of applications comes in at the end. Yeah, I mean, should we perhaps move on to talk about some of the criteria, the way that we would review any applications that we do have for the two slots?
Sure. Can I just ask, what staffers are on the call right now?
Oh, it's Margie. I'm in the Adobe Connect, and I'm trying to take some notes.
Hi, Margie. You know, there's only 5 applicants up on the website so far. And
right.
I know that there are a couple more, I think, out there somewhere, right? So you'll be posting those soon?
Bill, this is Glenn. All the applicants so far have been posted on the website, except for the one that came in yesterday, Hakia.
Yes.
Right, okay.
And his will be posted today when Marina Del Rey wakes up.
Okay, so there are 6.
7.
Thank
yes.
you. Wolf, here's the list that I'm looking at. Eric, Brian, S.S. Kishit, Victoria, Olivier, and the gent yesterday, what was his name?
And there is a Ruslan Sattarov, maybe from Russia also? I don't know. Ruslan Sattarov.
Glenn, do you know about that?
Just 1 minute, let me pull up the page.
Hakikur Rahman was yesterday.
Hakikur Rahman was the one yesterday, yes?
Right, yeah.
And the, I know what the Russian you are referring to actually
yep.
asked about the who is.
Yeah.
So his application has been put aside and will be brought forward again for the who is.
Okay.
That's what happened.
Right, okay. So we got
so, it's Hakia Rahman that is the last one to come up.
Thanks.
So six.
And were, I haven't looked through all of those. Were they all complete and have they all identified themselves with a stakeholder group? Does anybody know offhand?
Some of them, they do it in kind of, like for example, Victoria says, I have been a member of the NCUC and the IPC. So then, which... but I would associate her with the IPC. As far as I know, she's currently involved with the IPC, not involved with NCUC. So sometimes there's some ambiguity like that. I don't remember all of it. I think Eric's was kind of vague as to who he was seeing himself as connected with. I could just go through these cover letters quickly. But,
so for any applicants, so the ones that are clear-cut, fine, but for any that, like Victoria, that are sort of a bit vague and others, you know, we'd spoken about the process that Christina had suggested and that was approved, you know, whereby the council
right.
would try to allocate based on prior experience. Knowledge. I mean, is that something that the council would be involved in, perhaps in the Wednesday meeting, or
I mean, we're supposed to be doing some work for the council, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Claire, you know, the first step is, you know, if one of the stakeholder groups wants to claim one of these people as their person for their allocated slot, fine, that takes them on the pool. If they don't, then we are considering them for slot 5 and 6. They have to decide in their constituency meeting, hopefully, although I don't know if all constituency meetings will result in this, who they want to put forward. And as you said, Caroline, after that date, we will be looking at whatever that small remainder pool is, which my guess is going to be, you know, a couple of handfuls at most. So, and, yeah, you would have to simply allocate them. Now, some of them, you know, for example, Eric says, you know, I'm a longtime core member, but I think of myself as this or that way. So that's where we have to decide, right?
Okay, so that's something we'd need to be doing Monday of next week, perhaps, once everything's in, taking a look at the list, making sure that each applicant has a slot identified or where they haven't, try to come up with a home for them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, some of them we could do before then, Brian. We could do it now.
Yeah, true, for whatever ones have come in. That's true.
I'm just worrying about I don't know how Wolf feel. Wolf, are you coming to Nairobi?
Yes, I plan on. Yes.
I mean, I don't know how your Monday looks. I'm looking at my Monday schedule. It's pretty dense. I'm not sure when I sneak out and join a call in the time frame that works for Adrian and everybody
else. Going to be crazy. So I guess we can try and do as much as we can by email this week, and you know, I don't know if it's worth trying to arrange a call for next Monday.
Yeah.
Get a doodle going or something, and I do think we need to come together, you know, and have a discussion if we can do.
Yeah.
Okay, could we maybe pencil that in for Monday, Glenn, some sort of doodle? Would that be possible?
But that will be when everybody's in, well, when some people are in Nairobi.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Monday.
I think we need it on Monday, because then Tuesday's Constituency Day and Wednesday the council is discussing it. So, you know.
Well, the council is meeting Monday. Monday morning. I know there's a new GTLD update,
panel.
And there's, yeah, I mean, we have a council CCNSO lunch, and then there's an AOC review. Okay, there is a little bit of wiggle there,
there's
maybe.
There's quite a lot of going on Monday, so.
Yeah.
Are you prepared to do it Monday night in Nairobi?
Not me. We have a, NCSG has a dinner with the African Civil Society, and we've been working on this a long time. I'm not going to miss it.
Yes, well, you see, that is a big problem for Monday.
Hey, but I'll pay your dinner, Bill.
So that's why I'm skeptical about Monday being perfect. Again, if the pool of bodies is not that big, I don't see why we can't do the allocation by email.
By email? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, like I say, you know, just... All I have to do is extract the names into a list with their current affiliations, and we have a few exchanges back and forth amongst us to make sure all four ET members are the five of us. Is there an NCA on the ET? I can't remember. You both got the ET?
Okay. Okay. Yep, I guess Monday would be too hectic. So, okay, we'll try and do that by email. If you like, you can maybe... take a first cut at it, or you know, work with Chuck or something and send out a baseline and get people to comment or agree or disagree, rather than everybody coming in with floods of emails. Would that work?
Well, just the question to you and to Glenn as well. I understand, well, the deadline for the application is the 7th of March. It means 7th, what does it mean? 24 hours UTC? Normally. So that would mean that is Monday morning in Nairobi, isn't it? The deadline. You know.
Early morning Nairobi, I think. Yeah, early Monday morning.
So then, how is the process? That means all the applications should come into that official email, yeah. And so that means Marco Lorenzi might be behind, or his group is, his team is behind that email. So we have to ensure that immediately after that deadline, so we would be informed about, we should be informed about who is finally on the application list. So that we could be sure, well, if we have a meeting or a telephone conference, that we have the whole picture about that. So how can we ensure that, Glenn?
Yeah, I guess it could be a bit of a lag. I suppose the only way we can do it is ask Marco if he can be primed and ready and get them out to us as quickly as possible.
Yes, because I see if the deadline would be the 7th of March.
Yes.
At, say, 2300 UTC. That is at 2 a.m. in Nairobi.
Yes. Yes. So Monday morning, early morning, so Marco shall wake up and then at first he shall look at his list.
Yes, exactly, sir.
And I'm X number of hours behind you also. Yeah.
So, what are they going to do? The first thing they are going to do is to send it to Chuck also, the list, or who is going to get this list? So, you know, we have to ensure that we'll be informed as well on Monday, because we do not have so much time really to talk about. Could you, Glenn, maybe, or help us in this regard? Yeah?
I'll try and find out, yes. And all I can say is that whenever an application comes through, it gets sent to the council list immediately.
Yeah.
And those applications usually come through during the daylight hours of European time, because the office is in Brussels, of course. Mm-hmm. But I'll speak to Mark and ask him how we're going to, organize the...
Yeah.
The arrival of all the applications so that they're all there.
Yeah, and I guess, if he's getting any through Sunday day, if he's just able to send them on as soon as he gets them, I mean, hopefully people won't be waiting right up to the bell rings at midnight to send it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yes, exactly. That's the thing. They can be posted, I think, till pretty late, because we'll be in Nairobi and there will be a webmaster there. So they can go up on the website, but I suppose the webmaster's also got sleep, so
uh-huh.
Can't expect him to stay up all night.
And why not?
I think realistically we're going to be doing the discussion about allocating them by email and the email. And it won't be that hard. I mean, I can't imagine it's going to be like rocket science figuring out what some of these folks should vote. What is going to be interesting is whether we actually have any quote independent, not affiliated people for that slot. But we'll cross that bridge when we come in. But Caroline, do you want to talk about the procedures we use after we allocate them for evaluation?
I'm sorry, Bill. I'm having difficulties hearing you. You're breaking up a little bit. Could you repeat that?
I was trying to say, should we talk then about the criteria for evaluation, how we're going to do this?
Okay. How we evaluate. Yeah, so, I mean, there's different ways of doing it, and I mentioned a couple of them in the agenda. We look at the criteria, both the GNSO criteria and the ICANN criteria, and start getting into process of, ranking the criteria or allocating points and scores and all of that sort of thing, or even, stripping out two or three criteria and, ones that we all agree to be important and concentrating on those, or we take a sort of a big picture approach and just try to evaluate applicants against everything, kind of a more holistic type approach. I think that would probably be my preference, rather than, again, like we mentioned, tying ourselves in knots and getting into a very complex process. But I don't know if anybody else has any other thoughts or preferences. How would either of you like to take it?
Yes, well, Wolf speaking. So I also agree to that, that we should not have a too detailed approach, because I don't think that at the end, it will help us too much. So I try to understand the NOMCOM process which you outlined as well. okay, that's different because they do have more time, but at the end they I understood they are all under time pressure as well. So we do not have the time to make interviews, for example, to learn more about the candidates and all these things. So what, for example, for me personally, I like it well to know as much as possible about the candidates. So in case I do not know anything, so we have to think about within our team, do we know or do somebody from our team knows any candidate, for example, so of that. If that is the case, so then I'm of the opinion we should trust each other that we can, let me say, hand over the first evaluation of those candidates who are known to somebody should be evaluated, should be assessed by this person. So in the first one, let me say that. And then it could be, I know Olivier Muron, for example, so because he's from our constituency as well, I could tell you something about him, for example. I do not know any of the other candidates. So, well, I have seen Eric, yeah, and heard from Eric something. So, but it's hard for me, well, to judge on the others, for example. So, I would like to have support, for example, for that. So, in order that I would like to hear around, okay, if there is somebody who knows more about this candidate and can tell something. And okay, it's a question of how to trust those people who tell you something about the applicants. So, but that would be my approach. Well, and then put all these things together and talk about this. So that's how I like to do this.
And just to take a step back, I mean, it's kind of thrown out there as well whether we should all be reviewing all of the applications or, dividing up in pairs and dividing and conquering the list. But going on what we've said earlier, there may not be that many. So my sense is that I think we should all be reviewing all of the applications so we could have a better discussion about them all.
Yeah, let's just be practical. So for the six applications we have at the time being, do you or Bill know the other candidates? Or there might be some of them you know even better than I know.
Yeah, I know Brian and met Victoria. I don't know the others, but what's interesting also is the kind of information that people have bothered to provide is, generally speaking, kind of thin, in my view. But then again, I'm used to doing this in an academic setting where if somebody applies for something, you're reading 500 pages of material and you've got a very fixed set of criteria for how you evaluate. I mean, here we're looking at somebody sends, for example, Eric's letter is a copy of an email that's about three paragraphs long. That just says, I've been around for a while and I'm qualified. to me, trying to figure out how to segregate the candidate into the various dimensions and evaluate their team spirit and all those things, I mean, I just, realistically, that's not going to happen. I think that is, we've all been sort of saying to each other, this first time we're going to have to probably, given the compressed time frame and everything else, we're going to be doing this in a little bit looser way than we might normally like, in a more holistic way, but hopefully also a fair way. And the experience gained hopefully will be useful in subsequent RT rounds. Maybe the whole elaborating the ET mechanism will prove useful later on down the road. But for this time, I'm thinking, okay, we're going to look at 10 people's files that are pretty thin, and try to reach a consensus about sort of general ordinal ranking that we're going to suggest to the council. But at the end of the day, the council's going to be voting on four or five people for one slot and a few for the other. And I don't think it's I do worry again that we over bureaucratize something that in this instance probably doesn't merit. So I'm pretty comfortable with saying that as Will suggested, you know, people who are familiar can sort of lead with some background, and then we try to get some broad consensus about what the different. I mean, part of the function here of having somebody for each stakeholder group is supposed to be, I guess, say not just who appeals to us individually, but who might appeal to our stakeholder group. I don't know that any of the candidates so far would drive, for example, NCSG members, you know, up the wall or anything like that. So I don't feel strong in that regard, but there are some that people have expressed views on, and that I would have to convey as well. But, I mean, I don't... I guess I'm wrong. Sorry. I'm multitasking. I think we're just going to play this by ear, but I think, you know, as long as we all approach it in good faith, that the kind of holistic assessment of the information available and what people know about them should prove sufficient for them. We're only making a general sort of ranking or recommendation to the council. At the end of the day, council is going to vote. People are going to vote on the basis of a lot of different factors.
And, you know, to jump down to one of the questions on the agenda, what is it we are tasked with doing? Are we trying to come up with a consensus on you know, two applicants, or are we providing a slate or different options, you know, a list of everybody with recommendations against each? What would you say the end goal is here? I mean, I suppose it would be wonderful if we could all reach consensus on it. Is that your view as well?
Well,
yeah.
Well, speaking, so I would say it depends. Well, I would prefer, well, to get consensus on two recommendations, recommended applications, let me say, if that is really possible. So, and I would work for that. So, and to discuss, and maybe we could coordinate on that. That would be my preference. If we cannot agree, then that is the second option, you know, is just to come up with a list and to with some evaluated criteria and more assessment, more writing about that. And so that's how I see that. But I would prefer really to recommend candidates.
Okay, coming up with two recommendations. Bill, you feel the same?
I'm not sure that we'll reach consensus.
I do agree with that too.
I'm also not sure,
I was thinking more that, again, this is fairly loose, that if there's five candidates for plot six, that the names would be presented to the council. If there was agreement that this one seems to be the strongest, then, you know, we list them in some ordinal ranking. But in each case, also, you can have an annotation that says, you know, three or four ET members thought this person was particularly strong, but one objected on the basis that so-and-so. You know, I mean, I think that trying to force us into a convergence of views that, you know, we don't have time to actually sit there necessarily. If there's anybody that we feel strongly about saying no to, which I can imagine it's possible. Or if there's somebody, you know, I might like somebody that you guys is terrible. Or, for example, I don't know, but I mean, Victoria, this is an IPC person, but I don't know whether IPC would definitely support her as, you know, they want her as a number one or something. And Wolf, you would have to get that. I mean, actually, you have the most complex staff in it because you've got three different constituencies you've got to try and find out what they're thinking.
Huh?
So, I trying to get strong consensus among the four of us representing our respective constituencies means the day or two that we're going to be able to do this
immediately post Nairobi, if not, you know, starting by email on the we'll see what happens. But I think we should be prepared for the possibility that we would present the talk without the rules and more differentiated piece of information.
Yeah. Okay, so we shoot for consensus, but in the absence of securing that, we'll go for some sort of list, or, you know, maybe top two, top three, or, you know, reaching as far as we can in terms of what we all agree on and presenting that to the council. When are we going to do this? When are we going to, I mean, we're going to need to come together on Thursday or Friday. We need to report by the 14th, which is Sunday next, Sunday week. I mean, I don't know if this is something that can be done by email, but I think personally I'd rather do this, you know, getting on the phone, talking to each other.
Because I would prefer if possible on Thursday, because Friday, I'm going to leave on Friday noon, so that
right.
means Nairobi time. So it might be a problem with the U.S. time then, you know, to meet together from Friday. So I will be on travel from Friday to Sunday, so back to, so there is no chance in between to communicate.
Mm-hmm. Bill, what about you?
I'm looking at the schedule for Thursday, and we have a council meeting. Where the hell is it? Sorry. Real time here. Okay, we have council meeting. No, we have the public forum until 12:30. GNSO wrap-up from 1 to 3:30 in the afternoon. And then nothing.
Nothing.
So,
yet.
I'm sorry? I was just going to say, if the GNSO council meeting wraps at the 3:30 in the afternoon Nairobi time, you know, I could do a call at 4 o'clock or something like that.
Yep, and that would work for me as well. It would be morning time DC. I don't fly out until that evening, so it would work for me. Okay, and then...
If staff could... if there's a phone, I don't want to call from my room. I don't want to call my cell phone. But if there's a phone, maybe Wolf and I could sit together after the council meeting someplace with a speakerphone. Just communicate. That might work. What time is... Anybody have any idea? Anybody want to look at date time real quick? I'm walking around. Australian time? 4 o'clock Nairobi is what? How far ahead is Australia from?
I'll look it up for you, Bill.
It should be 7 hours later.
If Adrian's going to shout at us no matter what about.
Yeah. Somebody's going to be unhappy somewhere, so. But I do think it's important we, you know, particularly if we're all talking about, you know, our experiences of each or knowledge, you know, you can't do that sort of thing over the email easily.
Sorry, Australian time, it will be midnight, 4 in the afternoon in Nairobi.
Yeah.
And also in Nairobi, after the council meeting, there's a travel drafting team, and then there's a DNS abuse workshop.
Yeah.
So I think, Caroline, I don't know if you will be attending that.
No, I would prioritize this, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would skip both of those for this. But Olga, isn't Olga supposed to be on this EP? Am I wrong?
She is, as far as I know.
Okay, well, obviously she's kind of a passive member, because she would be doing the travel meeting, I presume.
Yes, that's right.
But I don't think there's probably any way around it. I mean, I think the most important thing is that the four stakeholder groups... representing this on the
yeah.
Clusters of people behind this.
all good to get in person. So I think we have to triage here. So why don't we try and plan on that for 4 o'clock? Does that sound right?
Yep. I mean, I think that's probably as fast as we can do. So let's slot that in, and what I'll do, what I plan to do after this call is, I was going to do it for Chuck anyway, but just a quick summary of the points, so I'll mention that in the note as well, and hopefully Adrian can make that and Olga.
And, I mean, well, we could do it at 3:30 if we're going to, but the council meetings, usually after they break up, you know, people kind of wander around for a while. I don't know how much we're going to get out of. If it breaks up right on time, we did it at 3:30, then Olga could join us for a half hour.
Yeah.
Why not? Thursday, 3:30, Nairobi time?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a bit better for Adrian as well.
Yeah, right, exactly. And Glenn, can you, is there
I'll send you a bridge number. Is that all right?
That's great, yeah.
So, what, we just go back to our hotel rooms and do it from there?
Okay. What I'll do is I'll send you an instant setup so that if it's 5 minutes before or 5 minutes after, it doesn't matter. Just one of you will have the leader code. Will that be all right?
Yes.
Yeah, fine.
That'll work.
Okay. Who should
I leave the leader code with?
You can send it to me.
I'll send it. Okay.
Yeah, it'll work.
Okay.
And the only other thing at the Wednesday council meeting, so are you going to try and describe this remotely, Caroline, or do you want Wolf? You're going to be there. Would you want to do it? If she doesn't want to be speaking to the speaker in front of
if somebody that was actually there could give it in case something happens with the connection or whatever, that would be helpful. I mean, I'm guessing each stakeholder group will be sort of reporting on what they were able to do during their constituency day. And then, are we to give an update of the process that we're following or something like that to the council? That could be brief enough.
Yeah.
Would you be happy to do that, Wolf, or Bill?
6.2.2 on the agenda, update from the evaluation team, Margie or ET lead. It's a short thing.
Yeah.
Wolf, would you like, I'm trying to spread the love.
Spread the love.
You asked me about to give a short report to the council there about the evaluation. So that's what I could do that, so it's no problem.
Okay, fine. And I can jump in and back you if you need any, extra chamber.
Okay, great.
Okay, I think we've got everything then. We're coming up to the hour. Monday's going to be busy enough sorting through all of this and allocating as soon as everything hits our list, and then hopefully constituencies come together and are able to endorse themselves. And Tuesday we have the report to the council on Wednesday, and then our call on Thursday, and there's probably not much more we can do until then. Do you see the lay of the land?
Yes.
Right.
Caroline, you raised also this question about the diversity criteria.
Mm-hmm.
I'm of the opinion, within our group, so as we are talking about two slots, and on the other hand, I'm not so confident that we can expect much more applications as we have at the time being, but maybe some will come in, but not too many.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm of the opinion that the diversity should be handled on council level, really. So because, the less the less slots you are talking about, you know, it's even harder well to do that. So we, if it's clear, you know, if he can really, if he have this problem, let me say so, and we should talk about this really. But if he cannot find a consensus about within our group, so with regards to the recommendations, then we should bring it up. But I really think so. The council has to deal with that. For all the six slots with regards to what does it mean with regards to the diversity criteria? Do you agree?
We purposely left that precisely what that process would be a little vague in the hope that you're going to have to, you know, I mean, again, you know, it's so easy in the council to get, you know, dragged into specifying all kinds of mechanisms to deal with every possible contingency when you don't know where the problem is. So we left that loose, but I think that the wording is something to the effect that the ET would consult amongst itself and then with the council and with candidates as required to try to come to some overall balance. But I mean, maybe council would be consulted, but I think the way we set it up is if we expect the council to act quickly to sort out a, let's say, worst case scenario. The four stakeholder groups all nominate white guys from the United States. And then the two open slots also produce similar results. So we have a wildly not diverse pool. My understanding of what we would do there would be that in the first instance, the four of us, would consult amongst ourselves to try and figure out, is there a way to perhaps try to bring a little bit more balance in by, you know, let's have a second look at this one female candidate or this one African candidate that we had ranked, that had come out second in the vote for the open slot, and see if we can't suggest to people what seriously we ought to put this person forward to achieve some greater balance, et cetera. But, I mean, if we have to wait for the council to all come back and say, yes, that's okay, you know, like the space of a day. I don't know how, I mean, we can try it. We can certainly put the idea out there, but if at the end of the day something has to be done, I don't know that you're going to have gotten a clear consensus view. Of course, we have to bear in mind, people, all we're doing is 24 hours of games, to be honest, and Peter, for which they're going to pick however many, we don't even know that. So, but, I guess what I'm saying is, well, if we start at the council level, I would anticipate a variance. Right. So some level, my guess would be some, if we have to move quickly, trying to find some different blend, it'd probably be more efficient to try to do it in the first instance at the ET level and then go to the council and say, look, this is what we've identified as the most plausible way of dealing with this. Is this okay? Yes or no, please be quick, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not in favor of, I do agree it should be discussed somewhere at the ET level. I'm not in favor of it being, you know, thrown up there up front and we immediately knock off candidates based on diversity. I think I'd rather have the quality, holistic type assessment first, and then it's possible that the diversity criteria could help us if we're not at a point where, you know, we have consensus amongst all of us. Maybe that is sort of, you know, it assists us in coming up with our top candidates. So it's kind of more coming in at the end of the overall holistic assessment and possibly being the tiebreaker or, you know, just helping us come up with that final list. But I do, I think the council doesn't have a lot of time and will be from now until the end of the year if we do leave it completely up to the council. Is the council having a call on the 15th or 16th? Glenn, was there a doodle done up on that? Have I got those dates right?
Regarding the diversity, well, just very, very, to be very clear on that. So, you know, we are talking about two slots, each is the evaluation team. So from the diversity point of view, we should end up with one slot for a female applicant and the other one for a male applicant. That's what the diversity means, to my understanding. But the question is
my understanding was different. So my understanding was that we are looking for the list that we will present to Giannis and Peter to have, if all possible, at least one third women and no two, no more than two from the same region. So we're not just talking about the two sides, we're talking about all six. That's why if the four stakeholder groups all put forward white Americans, males, then we're going to have a problem with the selection of the two voting clubs. And that's why consultations would have to go back also to the stakeholder groups. Say, are you actually fixed on your number one rather than your number two? And of course, if there's no agreement about that, but that's certainly how I understood your view.
But in any case, I think we can have that discussion on Thursday when we see what we have on our plate. And just that question, is there a special council meeting then on the 15th or 16th, if I got that right?
I don't know. I don't know if Glenn's still on the call. She had another call to get to. Glenn, are you still on? Yeah, she may have switched to the other call.
Oh, no. No problem. I'll confirm that with her.
Yeah, we'll check and I'll send you guys a note.
Great. Okay, we should probably wrap up. We're just over the hour. Does anybody have anything else they want to throw in?
I would only recommend to you to look again at the language of the process document with the rate of diversity.
Yeah.
Because my understanding seems to be at variance with yours, and we have to figure out how to deal with that. The document says if the diversity goals are not achieved in the initial round of selections, the value integration team will consult the stakeholder groups and non-common appointees to review the candidate pool and then present the council an alternative mix that will meet the goals. It's talking about the applicant pool. It's not talking about just those two slots.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. That's my understanding as well. Yeah, the whole group.
Yeah.
So anyway, I mean, you know, I'm sure everybody will be reasonable. We'll figure out how to do this.
Great to hear from us all. I love it.
Okay.
All right. I'll send a quick summary note. And so I'll talk to you Thursday week. Safe travels to Nairobi.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.